Okay, good evening, everyone. What we're going to do tonight is something very interesting. What we've been discussing, we've had this chus of discussing the past few classes, what a woman is obligated to daven. We've gone through the entire davening, Berchas HaTorah, Berchas HaShachar, Psukah DeZimra, Karbonos, Psukah DeZimra, and Shemona Esrei, the parts after davening, Mincha, Maariv. And we've mentioned numerous times that if a woman is busy with something, then there's such a thing as an ones, and she is not obligated to daven. That we've mentioned many times. However, obviously, it's not always a question of all or nothing in regards to what a woman has time to daven. Meaning, it's not necessarily that she has time to daven nothing or time to daven everything. Sometimes a lady finds that she has, let's say, 10 minutes or 6 minutes or 15 minutes. And what's important to know is what the Paiskim have told us for women, the order of importance of what to daven. And like we said, that depends on how much time you have. You have to estimate how long does it take you to daven Psukei DeZimra or Shemona Esrei or different parts of davening, Kriyishma, the brachos of Kriyishma. So it's important to know what is the order of importance. And this will be a little bit of a recap of the past few shiurim, because we'll see which ones are more important for women and which ones are less important. Now keep in mind, whatever we're about to say is that whatever you decide that you have time to say, you have to say it in the order that it is printed in the Siddur, not that you jump around. For example, let's say you daven Shemona Esrei, and then you realize, oh, I still have some more time. You cannot go after Shemona Esrei and daven Psukei DeZimra, like Baruch Shamar or Yishtabach. You can't say the brachos of Kriyishma after you have already davened Shemona Esrei. A person needs to estimate how much time they have, how much time it takes them, and then you say that in order of the Siddur. But to decide which ones you will choose, we need to know which ones are the most important. Now, it's actually very interesting. I did a lot of research into this halacha, and I used 3 sfarim that gave a list of what is the order of preference for women to daven. The 3 sfarim that I used, the names are Halichos Bas Yisrael, which is an excellent sefer for women, a sefer called Isha Yisrael, which is a very big sefer on Hilchos Tefillah in general, for men and for women. And the 3rd sefer I used was a sefer called the Piskei Tshuvos, which is a gathering of many, many different shaylos and tshuvos and opinions based on the Mishnah Berurah and many others. Ironically enough, the 3 lists found in these 3 sfarim were all 3 different than each other. So needless to say, the answer to this question of what is the order of preference for women is not 100% clear. The list that I'm going to set forth for all of us tonight is actually going to be not like any one of those 3. It's going to be a 4th list based on my own understanding of the sugya, and it's not going to be exactly so clear, but let's just go step by step to see the order of importance. So most important is Shemona Esrei. As we've discussed already, that the Mishnah Berurah paskins like the Ramban, that women are obligated in Shemona Esrei, and if a woman has time to daven Shemona Esrei, if she only has time to daven, she only has like 5 minutes, then for sure the most important is Shemona Esrei. So that's only if you're going to daven only Shemona Esrei. If you have more time than just that, then, let's say you arrive at your job and you realize you're, 10 minutes early, you don't have to go into your job until, 9 o'clock, and you arrived at 10 to 9, you had no traffic or something. So then first you should do Birchas HaTorah, because we said there are plenty of opinions. The Shulchan Aruch says women are obligated in Birchas HaTorah. You'll remember from the class, a number of classes ago. Then after that would come, in level of importance, would be Birchas HaShachar. We said that many opinions hold that women are obligated to say Birchas HaShachar. We said that from Rav Yashiv and the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah Berurah discussed that. So we have Birchas, first important is Shemona Esrei, then Birchas HaTorah, and then come Birchas HaShachar. The Paiskim say that what comes next is the first Pasuk of Kriyashma and Baruch Shem Kavo Mechusa Leolam Vaed. Now, it's not so clear why that should be next. You'll remember that we said clearly that women are not obligated in saying Kriyishma. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. We said from the Shulchan Aruch, you'll remember, that it's proper, it's nochin, it's a nice thing to say the first pasuk. But it seems like that is, since it is proper to say that, and maybe also considering the fact that just to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and Baruch Shem takes a very short amount of time, and we want to be Makabel Omah HaShemayim, so it seems from the Paiskim that that should be next in the order of importance to say Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. Then would come the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv, which is the bracha, at least by Shachris, after Shmona Esrei. It starts Emes V'Yatziv, V'Yatziv, up until leading straight into Shmona Esrei. We mentioned that many people hold that women are obligated in that because to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. So there are those that say that women are obligated in that. So if a person has time for that as well, definitely they should say that as well. It's a big discussion what exactly comes next. There are many that say that all of Kriya Shema is next in the level of importance, meaning Shmona Esrei we have already, Berachas HaTorah, Berachas HaShachar, then the first Pasuk, and then the Brachos afterwards. Next would come all of Kriya Shema. It does not really make so much sense to say that, because you remember that we said that women are not obligated to say all of Kriya Shema. It's a nice thing for them to do that. It doesn't seem like that should be the level of importance, especially, one of the Sfarim put that last, especially we said that a woman could say that the entire day. So if a person's in a rush in the morning, so why should they say that? They should spend their time saying other things. Rather, you could say that later in the day. Next, really, what should be is Psuke de Zimra. We have said from Rabbi Yashiv and Absheinberg that the main parts of Psuke de Zimra are Baruch Sha'amar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach. That is next. And other parts of Psuke de Zimra, if a person has time to say the other Hallelujahs, then definitely that should be said. Next comes the next two, the two brachos before Kriya Shema. You remember that we said there are some Paiskim that say that the next is the two brachos before Kriya Shema. Really, women are not obligated to say those two brachos before Kriya Shema. They could definitely volunteer to say it, but those brachos. And what's last, what some Paiskim say is last, is to say the karbanos before Psuke de Zimra. We've mentioned that it's not custom for women to say karbanos nowadays. However, there are definitely Paiskim that say, the Mishnah Berurah seem to say, to bring those, the Taz and the Magen Avraham. There are those that say that's why women could say the brach of Birchas HaTorah. So I'm not sure why exactly this karbanos was put last. Probably karbanos should be said towards the earlier, towards the beginning, in the order of preference, because there are Paiskim that say that women should say karbanos. But probably the two brachos before Krishna should really be after karbanos. But be that as it may, the custom is for women not to say karbanos. If a person has to choose between karbanos and the two brachos before Krishna, in my opinion, I think karbanos would be better to be chosen. Last but not least would be those two brachos before Krishna, since women are not obligated in that. So just a quick recap, if you have a pen and paper, just quickly, Shmona Esrei would be the most important. After that would be Berchas HaTorah. Then comes Berchas HaShachar. Then the poskim seem to say Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. Then would come the brachos after Kriya Shema. And then we have Psuke de Zimra, and we have the karbanos, and then we would have either all of Kriya Shema, all, or the two brachos before the Kriya Shema would be least important. And like we said before, if someone says all of it, it has to be in the order of the Siddur, to say it in an order and not to just jump around. Now this halacha of choosing what to say and the order of importance can be an incredible lesson for all of us. This is something pretty amazing. We're talking about somebody who estimates that they have 8 minutes or 12 minutes, and then you add this, and perhaps I have a few more minutes, oh, so then I could add another part of the davening. This is a tremendous lesson for us to utilize our time. A person has, a person comes early, I'm waiting in a doctor's office, and I have a few extra minutes. So a person sometimes just, there's an expression to kill time. For a frum yid, there really should be no expression of just to kill time. A person is allowed to relax, definitely a person is allowed to relax and read a book. But if a person doesn't feel like they need to, there's no such thing as just wasting time. There's a poem that's brought. It says, Ben Adam, Lama Tidag Al Hadamim. Why do you worry about money? V'lay Tidag Al Hayamim. And you don't worry about your days. Ki Adamim Einam Ozrim. Because money doesn't help. V'hayamim Einam Chozrim. And days don't return. And in English, there's a similar type of poem you may have heard of. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift of God. That's why they call it the present. Today is a gift of God, that's why they call it the present, a nice cute poem. But that shows us that every moment a person has on this world, a person has to utilize that time. And I've said this before, I said this once in Prima Pizza when we were discussing the inyan of HaChodesh HaZalachem, which this week, this coming Shabbos, is the Parashas HaChodesh that Hashem gave over time to Klal Yisrael, the first mitzvah see how special the point of time is. And I'm willing to guarantee that those of you who have pocketbooks, the married women that have pocketbooks, you go into your pocketbook, I guarantee that almost all of you have a pocket Tehillim in there, or a pocket sitter in there. Why is that? Because when a person goes, let's say, to a doctor's office or some type of line that you're waiting online, we don't just waste our time. Yes, there's some magazines there. Perhaps some of those magazines shouldn't even be read by a frum yid, for sure a man, but even for a woman. But even the good magazines, I don't know, a Newsweek, a Time magazine, a person's allowed to read it. Don't misquote me, for sure. A person is allowed to read that. It's important to know what's going on in the world. But why do you all have pocket Tehillims? Because you have 2 or 3 minutes here and there to, as they say, chaparein, to utilize that time. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, by his son, Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky, by his bar mitzvah, he gave him a gift, and that gift was a watch. And he said that's the biggest gift. The biggest gift is time. And there's an expression that time is money. But the truth is it's more than money, as that other poem was telling us. Time is more than just money. A person has time on this world. And besides the fact, not to look at it so negatively, that we don't know, you know, how much time we have in this world, besides that, Hashem gave us a gift. The present is a gift. It really is. And we have the opportunity. And these halachos of which parts a person should daven of has this amount of time, a little bit more. Do I have time to say Psuka de Zimra? Yeah, let me say another Halleluka. Let me say another Kapitel Tillim. A person's waiting to use that time and to not waste their time. You know, there's a sneaker company called Nike. I don't know if they still do, but they used to have a phrase, life is short, play hard. So of course they meant it for, you know, playing ball or playing sports. But a person is not obligated to be intense. We never want to label somebody as intense, and definitely we don't want to be labeled as intense. But a person has to utilize their time. A person's allowed to relax, allowed to read the Mishpacha magazine, the Ami magazine. Okay, reading it on Shabbos is a different discussion, not for now, perhaps maybe a different time in the future, but you're allowed to, don't worry. But just as far as utilizing a person's time, you have some time, daven this part, daven this, daven that, to use the time as much as possible on this world. Okay, everyone should have a good night.